In the course of the last year, 10 Czech women have been killed in their homes by their own husbands or partners. Hundreds of others suffer psychological and physical abuse on a daily basis, often before the eyes of their children, who are powerless to help. Now a new exhibition entitled Silent Witnesses is aiming to jolt society and parliament into awareness of a growing problem. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Silent witnesses are red paper silhouettes of women who were killed by their husbands. They stand in a semicircle and each bears a name, age and how they were killed. Red candles flicker in the wind and behind the silent witnesses stand members of the non-governmental association ROSA in a silent vigil. First launched in Minnesota in 1990, the Silent Witnesses campaign is a way of letting the public know what goes on behind many closed doors and that physical abuse sometimes ends in death. Broňa Vargová of ROSA says that the Czech Republic badly needs a law that would give abused women space and time to consider their situation and get out of an abusive relationship.
We still don't have the possibility to expel perpetrator of violence from house for a certain amount of time. And during this time, victim should be offered some service and help and advice how she can deal with the problem and also she can be more safe. Because now usually it's victim with children who is running out of the house in the middle of the night and the perpetrator stays at home.
What ROSA would like to see is an amendment to the law that would give the police the right to order an abuser out of the family home for a certain period of time. Police in neighboring states such as Austria and Slovakia make use of this possibility, and experts in the field claim that 10 days beyond the reach of her abuser is enough for a woman to consider her situation objectively, to seek help and come to a decision that could save her life. Unfortunately, many Czech MPs are still wavering, fearful that a change of the law could be abused in messy divorce cases. What keeps women in abusive relationships for years is not just the feeling that they have no place to go. It is a persistent belief that the violence is temporary and that their partner will change. On average, it takes women an incredible 10 to 15 years to recognize that they have a serious problem and need to get out of the relationship. By that time, the abuse is so bad that many of them don't make it out alive.
It's not easy to ask for charges for someone who was your lover, who is a father of your children, with whom you spent some time, nice time. So it's really difficult, also psychological situation.
In addition to a telephone helpline, ROSA operates 3 shelters for abused women in different parts of the Czech Republic. Broňa Vargová says that many more are needed. She claims the difference between the Czech Republic and other European states is not in the extent of abuse women suffer, but rather in the safety network provided for them. Also, there is a need to increase awareness of the fact that psychological abuse is also a serious problem and one that usually leads to physical abuse at a later stage.
The media, usually they are interested in such big cases as murders, some very brutal beaten or violence, but domestic violence has other levels, and for example psychological violence, it's very traumatic for victims, and sometimes when they come to our center they are saying, okay, we are probably not victims because we didn't have broken legs and arms and bruises and so on. So I think that there should be also attention for different forms of violence.
Psychologist Broňa Vargová ending that report by Daniela Lazarová.